nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, November 18th, and you're listening to Backstage here on FM 97.3 WZBG. I'm Eric, your host, and it's going to be an exciting morning. Before we get to the show, I just want to remind everybody that today is the Northwestern Region 7 FFA Annual Craft Fair. It's going on now. It just started from 9 to 3 on Battistoni Drive in Winsted. There's no entry fee to get in. There's going to be over 90 vendors, different crafters. You can get holiday gifts and decorations. There's going to be a teacup auction. They brought back the bake sale, a mystery grab bag sale, food trucks. And the agricultural educational program is showing off some of their products, wreaths, poinsettias, all kinds of stuff. It's happening now till 3 o'clock over at Battistoni Drive in Winsted. Our own Amy, the amazing Amy, will be there from 11 to 1 today, broadcasting live. So you can stop by and see her as well. So make sure you check that out. It's going to be a fabulous event. And speaking of fabulous events, this morning here on Backstage, we're talking about a show that is coming to TheaterWorks New Milford. It's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, a very popular show going on these days. And I'm joined this morning by two representatives from the production. I'm joined by director Kate Kovacs and cast member Bob Rhoda. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks.
Great to have you both here. Bob, you're a first-time guest, so welcome. It's fabulous to see you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And, Kate, it's been a while, but you're back. You've been on a few times with me. We go back a little ways, going back to 2016 when
yes.
we did Best Little Whorehouse in Texas together.
Oh, that was good times.
That was an amazing time. That was your first onstage
role. It was my
role.
First onstage, yep.
So we got to get you back on stage at some point.
Someday.
Although you do fabulous work off stage, directing, you've done costuming, you've done all kinds of backstage stuff, and now you're directing Spelling Bee over at TheaterWorks New Milford, which is very, very exciting. And Bob, I understand this is your first theatrical production.
That's true. This is my midlife crisis, I guess. I got the call to the stage.
So what made you take the leap to decide to go out and audition?
Well, all my life I've always said, man, I wish I could sing. I wish I could really sing. And then finally, a few years ago, I said, well, dummy, why don't you take some lessons?
Okay.
So I started taking voice lessons and acting classes. And she talked me into auditioning. I won the role of Uncle Fester in The Addams Family at Theater Works a couple years ago. And mm-hmm. that got canceled due to COVID.
Of course.
So just this year, I started auditioning again. And here I am.
Wow, that's amazing. You just figured, why not, huh?
Exactly.
Took the plunge.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love those kinds of stories because that's what community theater is all about. People that are just like, you know what? I want to try it. And dive right in. And here you're with a substantial role. You're playing vice principal.
They won't let me be principal.
Vice Principal Panch in Spelling Bee, which is a fabulous role. A lot of comedy, but also a little bit of drama that gets
Absolutely.
Thrown in for that.
Yes.
So you have a lot to chew on with your first time out.
I've had a really good time pouring through sources to find interesting words for the spellers.
Okay.
That we can make jokes out of.
Now, I always... Do you get, with the production materials, do you get a list of words?
The back of the script does provide you a number of words, either from the original production, mm-hmm. Suggestions, but I think Bob has taken upon himself to go above and beyond and source far different material.
Well, it's always good to have more. I've seen a few different productions, and every so often you get a champion speller. Because there's audience participation. You like to bring audience members up to be some of the contestants, and you'll get a really good speller, and sometimes it takes a little while to move them through and, you know.
Yes.
Not that it's rigged against the audience, but the story has to move forward, and
exactly.
so the audience doesn't win, unfortunately. But, you know. But it's very exciting. So, Kate, I'll spin to you for a second. What drew you to TheaterWorks in this particular production?
Well, I'd moved back to New Milford a couple of years ago and knew there was a theater there, had never gone to that particular venue, mm-hmm. hadn't seen anything, and had submitted up in Sherman, so I had done some work up in Sherman. I said, I gotta get to Theater Works. It's 2 minutes away from me. I've never been that close to some place I would have to be going to every night.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were looking for submissions, and I submitted probably Little Shop of Horrors originally.
Mm-hmm.
And they did select me, but I think they couldn't get the rights for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so their backup show is this show. And I did have some reservations, as it has been quite popular this year.
Oh, yes.
In other venues. So I said, well, I mean, it's a good show. You can't go wrong with it. And honestly, this ended up being kind of a nice holiday show as well. It's fun, upbeat. No, there's no big themes of holiday season type stuff, but definitely I think it goes well with the timing.
Absolutely. I mean, it talks about a lot of the things that you want to reflect on in the holidays.
Yes.
And even though it's not a holiday show, it works.
It works.
And it's a small cast. It's only 9 people. We were talking off the air. So they're committing to quite a few different performances and whatnot. This opens on December 8th and goes all the way to New Year's Eve. You have a special performance on December 31st.
That's right.
Yes.
That's amazing that, you know, you get 9 people willing to commit to that kind of involvement.
Well, that's the power of theater.
So if you're listening out there, there's many opportunities to check it out. That's 3 weekends.
Yeah.
How many total performances?
About 12 or so.
About 12 performances. So a lot of different opportunities to go check it out. And Theater Works, the New Milford space, it's a great space. It's relatively intimate. It's a bit of a thrust, right? You got a little bit of a round kind of... No? Am I thinking of something else?
Very similar to theaters like Goshen,
okay.
Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
You are slightly raked, little bit in the audience seating. It's not a big stage,
mm-hmm.
so it'll be intimate. You'll have no problem hearing and seeing everything.
New Milford, it seems kind of out there, but it's really not. It's not hard to get to.
No.
Not hard to get to, so
no.
Definitely come on out.
Yeah. So to help punctuate our conversation this morning, I've got the original Broadway cast album of Spelling Bee here, which is... It's just a hoot, really. The whole show, that's the best word I can describe it as. It's a hoot. And in the original cast, it was... I completely blanked on his name. He was in the cast of Modern Family. He's been in Jesse Tyler Ferguson. There we go. As one of the characters. So you might recognize his voice. But I'm going to kick things off with the opening song, the title song, the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Miss Peretti, please spell syzygy.
S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. Syzygy?
We have a winner!
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, my parents keep on telling me, just being here is winning, although I know it isn't so.
But it's a very nice, very, very nice,
very, very, very nice, very nice beginning.
Our winner here last year, Chip Tolentino, Myth Brady, and our youngest competitor, Logan Schwartz and Grubinier.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Game, I'll stand when they announce my name.
Leaf Coney Bear.
And try and keep from shaking.
Alack, if shaking will not pass.
Cause it's a very big, very fraught, simple, but it's not. It's a very big undertaking.
Returning after last season's tragic setback, William Barfy.
It's pronounced Barfay. There's an accent ago.
I'm not sure who this girl is.
Marcy Park, recent transfer.
Winner's destination, Washington, D.C.
Plasma TV in a fancy hotel, where they treat you well, all because you love to spell. We spell.
it's a marvelous memory. If you win the spelling bee, one's life improves from A to Z. The minute you are crowned here, I see a trophy held by me. And when I won, did I swell? Oh, the stories I could tell. But braggarts don't do well around here.
Hi, I'm Olive Ostrovsky. Do you know where I check in?
Shut up! At the 25th annual, we've memorized the manual
about how to spell these words. Words that require thought. People think we're automatons, but that is exactly what we're not.
We hear the word. We breathe.
We wait.
Unlike idiots, we
form an image or idea, to think.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee,
we feel no animosity, and yet our heads are spinning.
We are the slightest bit bizarre.
But since the time is now,
holy cow,
we shall make a solemn vow to concentrate on winning.
We concentrate on winning. At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, we speak so damn convincingly.
They're nervous, but they're grinning.
It seems we're living out our dream,
which is a very nice, very nice, very, very, very nice.
That was the title song, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, from the original Broadway cast recording here on Backstage on WZBG. I'm joined by director Kate Kovacs and cast member Bob Rota from the TheaterWorks New Milford production, which is opening December 8th, running through December 31st. You can go to theaterworks.us for more on that. Since we haven't talked about the plot of the show, which one of you would like to sort of give us a brief synopsis without giving away too much?
Well, you've got a spelling bee competition. The story starts off with introducing you to the six contestants that are comprised of cast members. Mm-hmm. And then they will pull from the audience additional guest spellers. So you'll probably end up having about nine spellers up on stage. And then, well, someone has to corral this group.
Of course.
So that starts off with Rona, who works at the school and has a past spelling bee champion herself, and so has a soft spot for the entire institution. Mm-hmm. And she's definitely an adult leadership there, but she needs help, and she gets help in the way of stepping in this time around Vice Principal Panch, who presents all the words and keeps the spellers in line with the mm-hmm. rules. So it follows what you expect, a spelling bee competition, but with an awful lot of hijinks and sidebars.
And then there's also the comfort counselor.
Indeed, third adult in the situation here. Comfort counselor Meg Mahoney is on parole, and she's doing community service, and mm-hmm. they decided that working with young adults would be the best fit for her.
Of course.
And she makes it known that it's not her favorite thing to be doing right there. So just a real funny bit character to help mm-hmm. help move things along.
And every character in the show, I have to say, is so interesting. They are all their little niche selves that, have their own things going on and present their own issues and goals and conflicts and things. And it's very much a sort of a study in character, because that's what drives a lot. The plot itself is very simple. It's just the spelling bee, but it's all about who's there, why they're there, what they're hoping to get out of it. And it's just a fabulous, fun time at a theater to experience it. If you're a guest speller, it's even more entertaining. Getting sucked up on stage and then getting sucked into some of the performance numbers. But just sitting in the audience is, on its own, is a tremendous, tremendous blast. Now, you don't open for a few weeks. Are you practicing at all with pulling people in? Are you using, like, stage hands and things to be the guests? Or?
Yeah, it's been challenging so far. Usually it's a cast member's family.
Mm-hmm. Right.
corral them into coming, and they drove, so they can't go anywhere. I did create a form recently, a Google form. It's out on Facebook. And I am looking for volunteers to come in for both tech rehearsals, mm-hmm. and then the show. A ticket would be required to be purchased, but definitely looking to kind of schedule things out. And really it just comes down to, I don't want to leave it to chance, mm-hmm. that I'm going to convince enough folks in the audience to
sure.
do this. This can be a bit uncomfortable for people to do that.
Yeah.
You need some... Either you need to be pushed into it by other folks that have gone to the theater with you, which is actually the best. It's best
yes,
to see
yes.
if you have gone with some other folks and you're in the audience, one of them need to go up on stage. It's just terribly fun to watch someone you know up there.
So if you are interested in seeing the show and you're going to buy a ticket, consider signing up to
Indeed.
Be one of the guest spellers, or potentially being one of the guest spellers. I mean, if you get inundated with options.
A lovely problem to have, yes.
It would be fabulous. But I have been a guest speller once, and it was one of the most enjoyable times I've ever spent at a theater, just because you get the audience perspective and you get on stage for a second, and that's a whole other kind of adventure.
Yes.
When you don't know the songs or the dances or and you're being dragged around. No, we're going over here now. Come on. Bob, how are you finding this experience, since it's your first time out, you know, the rehearsal process and trying to anticipate what's to come? How are you finding it all?
Oh, I'm hopelessly addicted to theater now. I'm already looking for the next shows for the next year. This has been an absolute blast.
That's wonderful. What was probably your biggest initial challenge, would you say?
Oh, really? Just getting brave enough to audition.
Mm-hmm.
That was the biggest challenge for me.
Mm-hmm.
The dancing is not something I have any experience with, so I do have two left feet, so that's a challenge that
right
I'm working
there with
through.
You. Right there with you.
But it's working out great. I love everybody in the cast. We're having a wonderful time.
And we were talking a little bit about the show before we got on the air, and this is a show that's really heavy on the comedy, very broad comedy, very funny. What's it been like trying to hold it together when you've got all those people on stage that are doing such funny things?
No, I'm bordering on hopeless in that regard. I I can't keep a straight face when some of the comedic moments happen. It's a challenge, absolutely.
We're going to add a prop of a coffee cup, a real big coffee cup,
there
and
you
then
go.
You're going to bring that up in front of your face.
There you go.
And lose it.
Cover up a little.
Well, you know, I mean, hey, all the pros have gone. You look back at the Carol Burnett show. What's it famous for those crack-up moments?
Sure.
Usually because Tim Conway did something completely ridiculous, but they all did it to each other, and it's no different. You look at modern SNL, even occasionally in professional theatrical productions, you'll catch moments where they just can't hold it together anymore. But I think that's probably a good-ish problem to have, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're enjoying it and if you're laughing at it,
exactly.
then it must really be, because you've seen it how many times now?
Right.
So it's got to just be funny on its own. It's not a forced funny for you. So that's wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about the cast that you've assembled here. Off the air, Kate, you were saying it's a lot of faces that are relatively new to the area. Who'd you get?
Sure. Well, playing the role of Olive is not so new, but Rosalie Pena.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with her for Stepping Out up
mm-hmm.
in Sherman. Playing the role of Barfee, or Barfay.
There's an accented ague.
Jimmy Collins, somewhat new to theater as well. I think he's done some work in Brookfield, local to New Milford, which is nice. Certainly playing the role of Panch. Carl Dad and Olive Dad, as Bob wrote it here. playing the role of Rona and Olive's mom is Tanya Wills, also a local to New Milford, but and I believe studied in college, but has not gone on stage in some time. So we're definitely pulled some folks who are coming back out. Playing the role of Chip and Jesus is Mark Marcivan Costanzo. Playing the role of Leaf Coney Bear is Alicia Schneider. So this is more of a they scenario as opposed to a male-presenting character. Playing the role of Marcy is Amaya Zambosky, AJ, from Great Barrington. So definitely committed to the task here. Playing Logan Schwartzy is Amy Lamberti. And then finally playing the role of Meg Mahoney and Dan Dad is Eliana Ruzzotti. And I will say a number of these actors have done the show before, which is, you know, a blessing for any director. That's like, oh, you know this? Okay, great.
Excellent.
Although probably different roles. And then, new folks coming out to TheaterWorks, coming from pretty far away. I think it speaks volumes to the show.
It speaks to the show, and it also speaks to, I think, the quality at TheaterWorks, that people are willing to travel that far because they know it's going to be good. It's, you know, in the amateur world that community theater is, sometimes things don't come off like you'd like, and it's a bummer. You know, you invest that time, you drive the distance and whatnot, and that can be a letdown. So anybody that's willing to travel great distances, that does suggest that you're going to get top-notch theater happening, and TheaterWorks New Milford, I think, is known for having really strong productions over the years, so you really don't want to miss it. It is the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is playing at TheaterWorks New Milford from December 8th through December 31st. That's right, a New Year's Eve performance. If you're not one for the crowds at, you know, Times Square or some of the local establishments, then TheaterWorks might be a nice calm-ish way to
it would be a real special way to do it. I can't think of something more fun than watching a show and then maybe having some delightful food and drinks to celebrate.
Yeah, some snacks and whatnot. You never know. Why don't we take another listen to a song from the original Broadway cast of Spelling Bee. This is the Spelling Rules and My Favorite Moment. So the characters are kind of going through what's expected, which is helpful for the guest spellers. But also it gives a little insight into the character of Rona and what she's hoping to find here at the Spelling Bee. So here it is, the Spelling Bee Rules and My Favorite Moment.
Now for the official Spelling Bee rules. A speller
May ask questions
about the word's pronunciation or definition.
Definition.
Its use in a sentence.
In a sentence.
And its language of origin.
Language of origin.
If you start to spell a word, you may start over,
but the sequences of letters already spoken may not be changed.
If you misspell a word,
misspell a word,
we will ring the bell, and the comfort counselor,
Mitch Mahoney,
will escort you off stage.
Is that understood, spellers?
Yes.
Before anyone is disqualified, and before proceedings turn snide and contestants turn nasty, I soberly confide in the moment before the bee claims its first catastrophe. I love what I see, kids acting innocently. It's my favorite moment of the bee.
That was The Spelling Rules and my favorite moment here on Backstage on WZBG. And we're coming up on 9:30, a little early. It's 9:28. But what we'll do is we'll pause for a quick word, and then in just a bit we will come back and talk about the buzz.
The holiday season creates magical moments to connect with your child. Did you know that singing with children or talking about the colors or smells of the season builds their vocabularies and helps their brains grow? As a parent, I'm the most powerful influence in my child's life. By taking a little time every day to talk, read, and sing with them, I'm setting them up for a lifetime of learning from the day they are born. Visit talkingisteaching.org for free tips, ideas, and resources to transform everyday moments into magical moments for learning this season.
All right, let's find out what's going on the theater world, shall we? Goshen Players have announced their production of All Is Calm, the a cappella musical about the Christmas Eve truce of 1914. That's running November 25th through December 10th, and tickets are getting hard to come by. So if you're interested in the show, check out goshenplayers.org sooner rather than later. Landmark Community Theater is putting on a production of Nuncrackers. That's going to be running December 2nd through December 17th. Also, they're going to be my guests next weekend on Backstage, so make sure you tune in next weekend for that. If you're interested in the show, you want more information, go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org. The Phoenix Stage Company is putting on a production of the Farndale Avenue Christmas Carol, which is actually the short version of the title, believe it or not. That's going to run December 2nd through December 16th. Go to phoenixstagecompany.org for tickets and information. As we're talking about this morning, TheaterWorks New Milford is putting on the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. That's going to run December 8th through December 31st. For tickets or information, go to theaterworks.us. And the Warner Theater is wrapping up its production of Murder on the Orient Express. That's running tonight and tomorrow, the 18th and 19th, at the Warner Theater's Nancy Marine Studio Theater. If any tickets are still available, you can find them at warnertheater.org. One audition to mention, Goshen Players have announced auditions for Arsenic and Old Lace. Those will be happening December 4th and 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Goshen Old Town Hall building out there at the intersection of Route 4 and Route 63. Check out goshenplayers.org for more on that. And that is the buzz for this morning here on Backstage on WZBG. We're going to pause for a quick word from a sponsor, and then I'll be back with more all about Spelling Bee at TheaterWorks New Milford.
Well, you go to Flanders.
The Western Front, Christmas 1914. Out of the violence, a silence, then a song.
A German soldier steps into no man's land singing Stille Nacht. Thus begins an extraordinary night of camaraderie, music, peace.
A remarkable true story told in the words and songs of the men who lived it.
Goshen Players is proud to present All Is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914, on stage at Goshen's Old Town Hall, November 25th to December 10th. All tickets are just $25 and can be reserved at goshenplayers.org.
All Is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914 is a beautiful musical recounting of a World War I ceasefire of gifts, poetry, and melody.
Tickets are going fast, so be sure to reserve yours today at goshenplayers.org. That's goshenplayers.org.
In the middle of the war, we had ourselves a Merry Christmas.
All right, a little word from Goshen here. But this morning we're talking about TheaterWorks New Milford and their production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, opening December 8th, running through December 31st. And I'm joined by director Kate Kovacs and cast member Bob Rhoda here to talk all about the show. Now, the show is a musical, Kate, and the music is deceptively challenging. There are some interesting harmonies that happen, and it's very high energy, high intensity. So who did you get to be the music director to sort of guide a lot of these newer people through this production?
Yeah, we have Brianna Mattingly. She was in TheaterWorks production prior to ours, Pippin, playing the lead role in that. And she was great. And she's got a lot of experience singing, communicating with other musicians and singers, and so she's been taking on our role of MD.
Oh, wow. And are you doing a live orchestra, or are you doing pre-recorded?
We're going to be doing tracks.
Okay.
And then teaching them all the dance steps is our choreographer, yep. Sandra, and forgive me, I'm just going to look up Hernandez. She's great. Also did Pippin.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's nice to have some folks who are familiar with the theater, as mm-hmm. I'm new to directing there. So
sure. Sure. And Bob, you know, we talked a little bit. It's your first show that you're on stage for. You mentioned that the dancing doesn't come as naturally to you as it might come to some other performers. How have you found working with Brianna and with Sandra as far as learning the music and learning the choreography?
Well, Brianna's been great. I'm very appreciative of her being accessible in off hours. I've gone to see her a couple of times just mm-hmm. to work one-on-one. And Sandra is great. She's hilarious. I love working with her. She's very patient with me.
That's very important for a choreographer, because there are, and I put myself in the category, plenty of people that are not natural dancers. And but with the right choreographer, they can make you look good.
Yes.
And does Pange do a lot of dancing? I can't quite remember.
Of course, every show is different. In this one, yeah, I'm pretty involved in most of the numbers.
Oh, wow. So any trepidation, or do you feel more comfortable
now?
No,
I've gotten pretty comfortable at this point. I'm ready to go.
All right, wow. A few weeks out, that's amazing. Some shows go right up to the wire, and is it going to happen?
It always comes together.
It does. It always comes together, but it's also very refreshing to hear, oh, yeah, we're a little ways out, and a lot of people are feeling very confident.
In many ways, we're ahead of schedule, and fingers crossed there, knocking on wood. And it is absolutely due to the talent of the cast and the production team's involvement.
Sure, sure. Now, before the show got going, we were talking a little bit about what Panch is going to be wearing. You found yourself a lovely tie and a jacket and whatnot. Who are you working with for costumes?
No need for a costume. Okay. Maven or designer here. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I have a thought on what I'd like everybody to do, but mm-hmm. In a show like this, it can very much be you know your character, and you probably either can source some things from your own wardrobe mm-hmm. or I'll certainly help facilitate some things, but it gives a little more creativity for the actor and actress to determine what their look is going to be. And you know very well, Eric, that as soon as you got that costume on, it's real.
It puts a whole new spin on things. And the nice thing about Spelling Bee is that it's not a period piece. It's not set in a specific era. So you can make it very modern. It can be something that's very familiar. Although you will have characters like Panch that are a little fashion forward, I think might be a good way to describe
it.
Leaf Coney Bear, who's always interestingly attired.
Yeah.
When you were casting, were you at all concerned with this idea? You have adults playing kids, and obviously the audience suspends the disbelief and just goes with it. But ideally, you want some young-ish looking adults, so that it's not, you know, you don't want to drag up a septuagenarian.
I would have been fine with, you know, age 40 to 50, 60, if they had I'm looking for childlike behavior.
Okay.
That's what sells the actor and actress in those roles.
Mm.
It's funny to watch an adult pretend to be a child, acting out, the way they're dressed, their movements. Oh my God, the movements children have are so far and away different than our buttoned up adult-like behavior. And really that's been most of my direction is, how would a child respond to this scenario?
Mm-hmm.
You would be irritating your fellow spellers. You would be teasing each other. You'd be calling each other names. You just things we couldn't possibly do as adults.
Mm.
You have to let go of that restraint.
And how was the cast in embracing that? Did it take a little while to shake off the shackles of adulthood?
In some cases, yes. And I think you know, they're being attentive and they're paying attention and they're mm-hmm. working hard, and you have to balance that, again, adult behavior with now freedom. Be free and swing your arms around and bounce your legs about. No child sits still
right.
as long as adults do. And so
right.
that's starting
right.
to emerge more and more. And it's because you know your lines, you know your music, you know mm-hmm. all your blocking now, and you can really embrace the comfortability you have of, I know everything, now I can just let go and be a child.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's when you know the lines, when you know the music, when as soon as you can put the script down, that's when the performance really starts to get fleshed out. Bob, since it's your first time out, how did you find learning it all and internalizing it? Was it a long process for you? Did it seem to come fairly quickly?
Well, what I did actually, pretty much every evening, I'll go home and watch another production of the show on YouTube and read my lines at the right spots. That's how I've managed to learn it. And I'm off book. I didn't have any challenges with it. Like we're saying, I'm at the point where I can put the book down and mm-hmm. focus on being Panch and flirting with Rona.
Now, did you take a lot of inspiration from some of the things you saw, or is it just, I want the timing of it, I want the lines?
It's more about the timing and when things happen.
Yeah. You just make Panch your own.
Yes.
Yeah. Fair
Panch
enough.
Panch has the challenge of being the moving character, the driving force of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep things moving along.
Mm-hmm.
Having that person standing at the mic, they might freeze and not know what to do. So
mm-hmm.
it's very much Panch's responsibility to say, would you like a definition?
Yeah. Anticipating possible hiccups when you have the guest spellers in there.
Many different scenarios you could have.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's also part of that guest speller thing. We really would like some more guest spellers so that we can play through some of these unusual scenarios you might encounter.
Sure.
But we won't get through everything. There won't be every scenario I can think of. That's
right.
very much in Panch's shoulders to go with the flow and take, you know, ad lib.
Yeah, that's the big question mark for me now, is how to deal with a speller that I need them to get the word right and they get it wrong, or vice versa.
Mm.
And how that's going to affect the timing for everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's and I think that's something the audience doesn't necessarily think of, is the script is written with the idea that certain things are going to happen,
right.
and if they don't happen, it creates a little bit of a fun
moment.
And
we don't want them to know. You don't
right.
want the audience
right.
to ever have an
right.
inkling that something maybe didn't go quite in the order you were planning for,
mm-hmm.
so you plan
mm-hmm.
for multiple orders.
The joys of live theater, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Bob, you didn't want to pick something a little less intimidating for your first time out? You know,
no,
something that was just pre-scripted the whole way through, no need to worry?
All in, man.
Well, hats off to you, because that's...
Well, I love the show. And like we talked earlier, all of the characters are so unique and interesting. And what attracted me to it is that they're all relatable.
Mm.
Everybody has their own little quirks and foibles that in the cast... or in the characters, rather. But they're all relatable.
Mm.
I think we've all experienced a piece of what all of the characters in the show are experiencing.
Yeah, challenging family dynamics, interpersonal problems, just growing up and how that can be a challenge.
Yes.
Shout out to Chip Tolentino. but we won't get into that. We'll let you go to the show and check that out. It's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is happening at TheaterWorks New Milford from December, and I close my thing here, December 8th, I believe,
yes.
through the 31st. And you can check out theaterworks.us for more on that. Let's pause for another song. We can come back and talk about the weather, and then we'll have more to talk about with Spelling Bee. But this is one of the more, it's only the third number in the show, but you're starting to get into the heart that you see with these characters. It's called My Friend the Dictionary, and it's a great moment. All the characters get to have their little feature moments, and this is Olive Ostrovsky's feature moment, where you get to learn more about her. So here it is from the original Broadway cast recording of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, My Friend the Dictionary.
Miss Ostrovsky, your word is boanthropy.
Oh, wait, one second, please. Ma'am, could you not sit in that seat? I saved a chair for my dad in the fourth row on the aisle. And it may take him a while, but when he gets here, that's his chair. 'Cause my my mother's in an ashram in India. I saved a chair for her too, but it's merely symbolic, as daily she washes herself in the Ganges. And I live in a house where there's an oversized dictionary that I read as a girl on the toilet. I love my dictionary, and I love the indented border. Every word's in alphabetical order, ergo lost things always can be found. And I wrap my head around the fact that in one book is the entire language of our species, which is a favorite term of Nietzsche's, who's the great-grandfather of Christina Ricci's. Yes, I joke, but the words in the dictionary are the friends that I'll have forever, more than the friends I have made in school.
She's such a lovely girl with a lovely little voice.
And I've heard that she's pro-choice, though still a
talks into her hand and often use technique.
What you do not understand is once I say it, then I've said it.
And so much to her credit, she talks into her hand and turns aside.
So I will not make a mistake and be disqualified. Boanthropy. B-O-A-N-T-H-R-O-P-Y. Boanthropy?
That is correct.
My friend, the dictionary is a very reliable friend.
That was My Friend the Dictionary from the original Broadway cast recording of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee here on Backstage on WZBG. And we're talking about that this morning because it is coming to TheaterWorks New Milford, opening December 8th, running through December 31st. And before we get more into that, we do have to talk about the weather. And Bob, you drew the short straw, so you get to tell us what to expect.
Fantastic. Today, a few scattered light showers before 8, then cloudy through mid-morning, then becoming partly to mostly sunny with temperatures falling in the upper 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight we're clear and cold with a low in the 20s. Tomorrow mostly sunny, cool, and high in the 40s. Tomorrow night clear, chilly, low 20s. And Monday sunny with a high of 40.
There you go. It's currently about 43 degrees at our WZBG studios in Litchfield. We definitely have hit the late fall sort of
yes.
weather system.
Football weather.
Yes. Well, my team of choice is basically cooked already, so there's not much hope for me. But for other teams that are out there, absolutely. Although, was it yesterday and Thursday were unseasonably warm?
Yes.
It was like 60 degrees.
Yes.
I was able to change the oil in my snowblower, and I know I said the dreaded S word, but better to do it early rather than late. Yeah, but as the weather changes, the temperature drops, people want to be indoors more. What better place to be than in a theater checking out a great show like Spelling Bee over at TheaterWorks New Milford? And that's how we do that. That's a nice little professional segue we got there. That's why I get the money I get. Let's talk a little bit about set, Kate, because with a show like this, you can actually go very big on the set. You can do this very elaborate school presentation with bleachers and lockers and all the trimmings and whatnot. You can also keep it very scaled back, very simple. It looks like an auditorium stage. So there's that option. How did you decide to go with it?
Well, when I'm directing a show, the first thing I do is design the set.
Okay.
I have a background in art, but even if I didn't, I think it helps me as a director to envision what my show's going to look like mm-hmm. from the get-go. And then I know where all of my entrances and exits are
sure.
and where mm-hmm. I can block people.
Mm-hmm.
So I always love drawing out the set first. And when I drew it out, as you described, I think I wanted to go somewhat simple.
Mm-hmm.
So that you wouldn't be distracted by anything. But I also want the audience to recognize, oh, we're in a gymnasium. Mm-hmm. My plan was to bank on the nostalgia of school gymnasium.
Okay.
I remember mine having all of these bright colors. I remember the toys you played with, the big bouncy ball, the scooters that were really square pieces of wood that you got a splinter in every time you used. I remember the rope that you climbed, and climbing rope, the tug of war, the parachute.
Yes.
So my plan was I'm going to bring back all of these old gym class tools.
Okay.
Because I wanted the audience to see that and feel a sense of nostalgia. If you're my age or older, you're going to recognize those implements. Mm-hmm. And it also gave my cast opportunity to interact with the set as another character. Again, using that exuberance of childhood, you can't have nothing to touch and play with. You need to have something.
Right.
So you'll see these props used throughout the show, specifically in certain songs where you really want to see that interaction. Additionally, we painted the set. Lana Peck helped me out from Tollington.
Oh, yeah, Lana, great person. Very, very strong eye for design
absolutely
and color and whatnot.
And so I explained what we were going for, and she hit the nail on the head. We have a very cartoon-looking set. So, again, I wanted that childlike Saturday morning, you know, cartoon effect I'm going for. Yep. So the blocks are cinder blocks, but they're outlined in bright color, and the colors used are almost unpleasant to look at in their value. So I'm really excited about the set, and I'm just super excited for those props. It's been hard to source them and to work them into the show, but it was very much my aesthetic and plan.
I don't even know if they use some of that, because I remember everything you were talking about, the little scooters that you would go around on for like floor hockey back when you were in elementary school.
Or the stilts, the cup stilts. You remember you stood on a cup and they had strings? All of those things came to me. We made a big giant list of props and just saw what could we use.
Oh, man, that takes me right back. And then I do remember the rope climb. We had that in middle school, which I don't know that you can get away with anymore. I feel like there's too many liability issues today compared to apparently what was around when we were young.
There was that sense of competition and disappointment seemed to be prolific in the 80s and 90s. So.
Right. Oh, you fell off the rope and you got hurt. Well, you're an idiot for falling off the rope. What are you doing? Versus today, I got a fiber in my hand. Oh, my God. It's a federal case. Bob, is this bringing back memories for you,
Absolutely.
These things that are up on stage?
Yeah, all the stuff I was terrible at. Yes.
I feel like a lot of theater kids have that sort of feeling. Like
athletics might not be their thing.
No, you know, but it's fine. Now, since you're Vice Principal Panch, do you have to refrain from interacting with a lot of these things? Are you above that because you're an official adult?
Well, I do spend some time trying to get the kids to sit back down because we are trying to do a spelling bee and it's not a playground. But those efforts are, for the most part, unsuccessful.
Of course. Do you have a bullhorn so you can holler at them?
No, but that's a great idea, Kate.
All right, not a prop.
All right.
Just throwing it out there, you know. What's your experience with kids, Bob? Do you have any education background?
No. I do have three kids, all teenagers now, so they don't want anything to do with me at this point. But
but you remember what it was like for them to be on the younger side.
Absolutely.
And so you have that experience working for you.
Yes. I coached football for a while, too, so that's kind of education, I guess.
Anytime you're working with young people, it's education, I tell you what. Is football easier than the spelling bee stuff that you've got going on?
No, absolutely not. Trying to coach kindergartners in football was far worse than herding cats.
Is there any passing in football when you're a kindergartner?
No,
or is it all running?
No, it's all running. No, nobody can catch it. All just bounces off their helmet and try to throw it to them.
You're not wrong. My nephew, I love him to death. He's a kindergartner now. The boy, we're working on the hand-eye coordination and the catching thing, but you're right. It just bounces right off.
Yep.
Love you, Spence. I do, but a few more years and you'll get it down, I'm sure. So What's running through your mind as Panch when this descends into chaos, as it inevitably must?
It does, and Panch is just absolutely disgusted with the whole thing. He doesn't want to be there at all. He's not even supposed to be there. He's supposed to be the Carvel guy, and I got called in at the last minute to do it. It's just hang my head in disgust.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Speaking as an educator, sometimes when you have to do those events, you get that running through your mind. Like, why couldn't it have been the Carvel guy? But, you know, in the end, it's for the kids. Got to make the best of it.
Right. And, of course, Rona is there, so that's a positive.
That is true. And so...
Vice Principal Panch does have a bit of a thing for Rona.
Yeah, she's quite fetching in his eyes, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Working with Rona, how is that? Because... again, it's your first time around, and you're in this role where there is supposed to be that sort of interpersonal dynamic. Well, at least on your end. I don't know about Rona's end.
I don't think it's really reciprocated.
But any hesitation about trying to express some level of affection?
No, in fact, that's a lot of the fun, is trying to portray my creepy affection for her.
Yeah, it could be creepy, I suppose. But you do feel bad for Panch. I mean, I think people want Panch to be a happy, well-adjusted person.
No, that's hopeless.
It just may not be in the cards at that time. I'd be curious to see a Panch prequel or sequel, right? Where did he come from? Where is he going?
Well, you get a little bit of a snapshot.
True.
Yeah.
What happens in the future for each character, so definitely stick around for the bows.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not sticking around for the bows, what are you doing? Why are you going to the theater? It's common courtesy. These people just spent that time performing and giving of themselves. Stick around, folks. I mean, I hate to sound like I'm scolding people, but do stick around through the bow. Plus, you never know when there's something interesting that happens during the bows.
Oh, yes. We'll have to do that. Include something interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Some shows, you know, unexpected things can take place. One never knows. Even at Broadway shows, sometimes during the bows, something happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're probably putting the cart before the... Have you even done... You haven't blocked bows yet, I would imagine. You have?
I'm one of those directors.
Oh, boy, you are ahead of schedule. Holy moly.
Yep, everything's planned out.
Normally, that's like, okay, the show's this week. Let's, all right, then you, you know.
Dress rehearsal?
Yeah, sometimes.
Show's tonight. Let's figure that out.
Well, I think Kate and I both know about shows that are, something's happening tonight. We should probably figure that part out. But with Spelling Bee, I can't imagine that's going to be a problem. Everything you do, Kate, you are very organized. You know what you want, and you find ways to make it happen, and if it's absolutely not possible for it to happen, you work around it, and which is...
Plan B, C, and D.
Yeah, and I think that's, as a director, sometimes you have to have that. And Bob, as far as the performing side of it, did you have any moments where you had an idea about how it should go, and it just didn't work, and you had to try again, you had to come at it from a new angle?
Yeah, there's some words that we were... kind of questioning that I was going to use that didn't quite work out.
Mm-hmm.
We went past family level with some of the words that I came up with.
Yeah, that can be a
little too raunchy.
That can be a tough battle. I mean, the show does have some adult-ish moments, a couple of minor language things that pop up and whatnot, but it does try to be accessible to a fairly broad audience. I mean, I don't know that I'd go bring an elementary schooler to it. High schoolers could definitely sit through it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what age and up. If I had to say an age and up.
Mm.
14, 15?
Yeah, I'd say probably. Yeah. Probably freshman in high school. And, you know, if you've got a mature middle schooler, maybe.
Be aware there's some adult themes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Talking about some things that can have some weight to them. But it's still pretty accessible. And I think theater is one of those things that you want to be there in a group. Right, it's an experience, and I've mentioned on the show before. They've done studies where the heartbeats of members of the audience actually start to sync up in a theatrical production. It doesn't happen in movies. It doesn't happen while you're watching TV. But when you sit and take in live theater, especially musicals, people's heart rates will sync up because there's something about it.
That's amazing.
That and hey, you know, if you want to go see it on your own, go see it on your own, please. Theaterworks.us, get your tickets. You're going to enjoy it, I promise. But there's something about seeing it in a group, got to say, which I think is probably a great place to kind of put a pin in it and say, you know, go see the show. It's the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee coming to TheaterWorks New Milford, running December 8th through December 31st. Check out theaterworks.us for tickets and information. Kate and Bob, thanks so much for coming in this morning to talk all about it and break legs with the show. I wish you nothing but the best, of course.
Thank you.
Next week, don't forget, I have representatives from Landmark Community Theater coming in to talk about Nutcrackers. And don't forget to stay tuned here to WZBG. From 11 to 1, our own amazing Amy Ferrati is broadcasting live from the Northwestern Regional 7 FFA Annual Craft Fair, happening now till 3 o'clock over on Battistoni Drive in Winstead. So I'm going to leave you now with a little snippet from a fabulous song from 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. This is I'm Not That Smart. Have a great week, everybody.
I'm not that smart. My siblings have been telling me that for years, that I'm not smart. We're schooled at home. They see who's bright. It breaks my heart. I'm not that smart. Guess what? You know what? Guess what? I have a gentle personality, which you'll all agree is anathema to my more aggressive family. Everyone keeps swatting.
Dumb kid.
Everyone keeps yelling.
Dumb kid!
How could a flea such as me
WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington, Litchfield County's favorite.